Mucous Membranes. In my flu narration, I talked about the importance of keeping all the mucous membranes in your body warm all the time in order to keep from getting colds and flu. I keep all my mucous membranes warm all the time, and it's been about 10 years since I had a cold or the flu, and I turned 80 last October. I used to have colds and occasional problems with intestinal flu before I started keeping all my mucous membranes warm all the time. I had assumed that the reason this warming strategy worked for me was because of the characteristics of the rhinovirus and the influenza virus. Now that the world is concerned about that other virus, and I have found out that that other virus also causes the common cold, it has occurred to me that this apparent protection might be a function of the temperature sensitivity of mucous membranes, rather than the temperature sensitivity of the virus. Wikipedia seems to think that it is established science that mucous membranes play a role in the immune system. It might be that any virus coming in contact with the mucous membranes and killing cells, that might trigger the production of mucus because the mucous membranes have the ability to detect the byproduct of the viral invasion of cells. When the mucus response is triggered, it washes away the viral invaders. This process might work much better at warm temperatures. After all, humans evolved in the hottest parts of Africa. That would explain how face masks help prevent viral infection, even though they might be just cloth masks that don't really filter out viruses. The face masks prevent infection by simply keeping the mucous membranes in the head warm. Wearing masks all the time is awkward and unpopular. If the same effect could be achieved by wearing hats and scarves, like I do, it might prevent some sickness and even save some lives. It might also be a good idea to look into the design of clothing with these considerations in mind. I haven't seen this discussed anywhere. Any input would be appreciated. As always, freedom works. Slavery sucks. One.